This is News Talk.
When you think about the story on Thursday evening about Golfgate, and you think it's Tuesday morning and it's still dominating, and very much it's all still about Phil Hogan, Ireland's EU Commissioner. Plenty of the front pages today all about his position, and indeed I suppose the row between the difficulties between the Irish government and the EU Commission, and a bit of a standoff over what do you do, how do you solve a problem like Phil Hogan. The Irish Independent this morning, their front page: Hogan to defy Taoiseach as new Kildare visit revealed. And Cormac McQuinn, Shane Phelan and John Downing telling us here of a second visit to Kildare, which I'll get to in just a second, but they say that Phil Hogan is being squeezed by both Dublin and Brussels over his involvement in the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who holds his fate in her hands, has sought more details from Mr. Hogan in addition to a report he gave her at the weekend. And you can read between the lines there that she certainly ain't happy with this situation. On the issue of the second Kildare visit, the Irish Independent tells us this morning that Phil Hogan confirmed that the visit to Kildare on the way to Galway wasn't the only visit. So as you may remember, he confirmed that he visited his home in Kildare at the K Club before the golf event to collect personal belongings and work documents. That's obviously at a time when County Kildare was under partial lockdown. And then the government learned that Phil Hogan had been stopped by a Garda on the 17th of August for using a mobile phone while driving and given a caution. But last night, the spokesperson for Phil Hogan, certainly very busy, last night it was confirmed that that visit to Kildare wasn't his only visit to the county, because his spokesperson said that Phil Hogan stayed in Kildare the night before his return to Brussels, but insisted the visit wasn't in breach of the coronavirus restrictions. And the reason for the second visit to Kildare was to collect his belongings from his apartment ahead of the flight to Brussels. And they're citing, his spokesperson citing, the sort of clause that you can have a reasonable excuse for visiting County Kildare. This is a story that is just going to run and run and run and run. And there's a lot about it across, as I say, all of the papers this morning. Something else in the Irish Independent, and again it's in all the papers, is another study about the use of caffeine if you're pregnant. And I have to say, your heart would go out to pregnant women with all of this advice that comes out the whole time. Don't do this, you must do that. They must be exhausted trying to keep up with it. But the latest advice we're told in the Irish Independent is that women who are pregnant or trying for a baby should consider avoiding caffeine altogether. Now, the current advice in this country from the HSE is that pregnant women should limit their caffeine consumption to 200 milligrams a day. However, this new study found that pregnant women, or even if you're trying to conceive, should avoid caffeine completely. And obviously you get a lot of caffeine in things like tea, coffee and chocolate, and also some energy and soft drinks. So pregnant women, or indeed women who want to become pregnant, need to avoid this altogether. The study is published in the British medical journal Evidence-Based Medicine, and it found that 32 out of 37 studies reported caffeine significantly increased the risk of adverse pregnancy outcomes, including stillbirth and miscarriage. However, we have here a spokesperson for the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists saying pregnant women don't need to completely cut out caffeine, as the paper suggests. So again, I suppose that's a little bit more of the confusion around that whole area of what you should and should not do if you're trying to have a baby, or indeed if you are pregnant. Now, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. I certainly can. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent this morning telling us that half of consumers say they've lost money because they've been forced to cancel a big life event such as a wedding or a holiday. The average loss is close to €700, according to 1,000 Irish people in a global survey by N26 Bank. Most people say they've pulled back on big purchases such as cars because of the pandemic, and some 8 out of 10 people say they've been forced to cancel or postpone a big life event like a wedding or a major holiday due to the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. I have to say, we had a cruise booked for April, and I'm down a lot of money with it and not a sign of the refund. And I'm sure there are a lot of you who have had the same experience. You might let me know this morning if you've had a wedding cancelled, maybe you haven't bought a car because of the pandemic, maybe you've cancelled, as I say, a wedding or a big holiday. Get in touch, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. The global impact, we're told in this article, of COVID-19 means that around half of consumers lost an average of €694 from cancelled plans this year. Look, I'm sure some of you will say that, you know, it's a small price to pay maybe for your safety and making sure that you don't put others at risk of COVID-19, but it's a fair old whack of money for a lot of people, and no sign of a refund for a lot of people trying to get their money back. Just finally from the Farming Independent, on the whole area of the golf dinner, we're told that in the Farming Independent that Taoiseach Micheál Martin will appoint a new Minister for Agriculture next week, and the Farming Independent has been told by sources that it seems Charlie McConlogue is the favourite to take over in agriculture. But of course, it's not always the case that the favourite gets the gig. On to the Irish Times this morning there, staying with the golf dinner. I did warn you, it's all over the papers this morning. Simon Carswell in the Irish Times telling us this morning a bit of a warning that you shouldn't hound good people out, according to a former judge. A retired senior judge has warned of rushing to judgment against attendees at the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner and also unfairly hounding good people out of office for one mistake. The judge is former Court of Appeal Judge Gareth Sheehan, who said there was a great danger in the present situation that good people who have committed their lives to public service are now being publicly humiliated and unfairly hounded out of office for having relied on the judgment of others to keep them right regarding COVID-19 regulations. He was asked by the Irish Times to comment on the situation, of course, after Supreme Court Justice Seamus Wolfe was one of the 81 at the dinner, and he now faces this, or we have this report being introduced into his involvement in that dinner by Susan Denham. She's been asked to review whether Seamus Wolfe should have attended the dinner, and she has to report her conclusions on whether he should have accepted the invitation. On the front page of the Irish Times too, a story we had in our bulletin there at 6 o'clock about vulnerable teachers, and this is from the ASTI, who say that hundreds of teachers are being ordered back to work despite suffering from serious illnesses, and it's fair to say they're very worried that they're facing life or death because they're so worried about their condition and having to go back in to the workplace. The ASTI says it's dealing with a surge in queries from worried members with the likes of cancer, heart conditions and diabetes who had been refused the opportunity of staying at home. So they're obviously very worried that they will have to go into work while sick. And I'll just give you one teacher who says this teacher has acute leukemia, diabetes type 2, asthma and an autoimmune disorder. That teacher has been told that they have to return to work, and in a letter they say, "I feel like a turkey waiting for Christmas." And basically the ASTI says more and more of these letters are arriving in from teachers who are very worried about their situation. A worrying situation developing too in Dublin with the COVID-19 situation there. The state's public health emergency team issuing a note of caution about rising numbers of COVID-19 cases in the capital. Now, they're not doing lockdown yet, but they are saying that they will look at the situation very, very closely. We'll move on to the Irish Examiner this morning. Their front page, again, they talk about schools and basically the Teachers Union of Ireland this time saying that schools shouldn't reopen if they don't feel they're ready to reopen. They've a big survey out of 120 second level schools, and the majority of schools surveyed reported that very high risk teachers are among staff members and they've difficulties recruiting and getting substitute teachers. Sean O'Riordan in the Irish Examiner also telling us of a different recruitment problem, which is to do with the Navy, because apparently personnel are leaving the naval service to join the army, the reason being because the allowances and conditions are better. It's now feared the shift will become even more pronounced if the government doesn't act swiftly to give better remuneration for sailors, and more Navy personnel are also leaving for private sector jobs, and patience is running thin with the promise made in July by Simon Coveney to introduce emergency pay measures to stem this tide. That's a big warning from PD Fara, which represents those in the Navy and the Army. And we also heard last night at the COVID-19 briefing about children going back to school if they have a cold or a runny nose, and the Irish Examiner runs with this morning. And basically what we were told last night is that a child who constantly has sniffles and sneezes, and I think we all know of children who every day for winter seemed to be constantly sick with some sort of cold, snotty nose, all that stuff. Well, parents should still send them to school, is what the public health experts are saying. And that's only now if they don't have any other respiratory symptoms. But basically, they should go to school, according to Dr. Mary Favier of the Irish College of General Practitioners. Children who tend to get the odd cold or sniffle should go to school. However, parents will need to be extra vigilant this year. And I think, look, many parents are guilty and you can't judge them. You know where a child has a little bit of an illness, but you say they're not too bad. We'll send them to school. They'll be grand. Well, they're just saying this year, please, please, please be extra vigilant. You can read more about that in the Irish Examiner. Inside the Irish Mail, we're all flat out at home treating ourselves, apparently. People are spending a lot more money in the supermarket these days because they're trying to recreate nights out they're missing because of COVID-19 restrictions. So instead of a fine meal or an evening at the cinema, it's a good feed at home or a movie night in front of the widescreen TV with all the usual snacks and popcorn thrown in. It's just extraordinary, the figures. I mean, people are saying you'd spend 30 quid on a steak dinner out, so they'll spend that money at home. And finally, from some of the other papers, including the Herald this morning, does the extraordinary contribution from a mother who lost her husband and two children in a horror crash. And she said her son was found with his arms around his little sister. Geraldine Mullen, the only survivor of the crash, said in a heartbreaking final farewell to her family in Donegal yesterday. And so many people just commenting and saying this morning, where does someone like this find the strength? Lots to read in the papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.